Joining us now is Bill Emmett, former editor of The Economist and author of Rivals, How the Power Struggle Between China, India, and Japan Will Shape Our Next Decade. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this enormous setback for the LDP. They've ruled Japan, the Liberal Democratic Party, they've ruled Japan pretty much continuously since the 1950s. But for economic reasons and others, voters in Japan turned them out. The Democratic Party, which is not to be confused with the Liberal Democratic Party, won more than 300 seats in the parliament. And I don't believe a party has ever done that before.
That's absolutely right. It's a revolution, but it's a revolution that's about 10 or 15 years later than it should have been. Japan doesn't have term limits for its political parties, so the LDP ruled Japan for essentially 50 years. The economic crisis that began in the early 1990s should have led to them being ejected, punished for incompetence and for leading Japan down the wrong path. But they weren't punished, principally because the opposition was too weak and incoherent and not credible. So what this represents is the Japanese voter finally losing patience with the old crowd, the LDP, and just about believing that there is a credible alternative.
So tell us a little bit about Mr. Hatoyama, who will be the new prime minister. The Democratic Party has never even held a cabinet seat, let alone the prime ministership. What can we expect from this new and relatively unknown personality on the world stage?
Well, I think that, first of all, having an inexperienced new leader means that Japan is just copying America. That is the American system. Presidents are always inexperienced. This new man, Barack Obama, is learning his way through the world stage, and it'll be the same with Yukio Hatoyama. Yukio Hatoyama, though, is not a man with as clear a set of beliefs or with as good a communication style as Barack Obama, nor has he got experience in sort of leading a team. And so what we're really waiting for is for him to put some flesh on the bones of what he wants to do. I think that we can expect him basically to be a shift to the left in the same way as Barack Obama has been. He's going to be trying to rebuild the welfare state of Japan. His equivalent of President Obama's healthcare program is going to be a rebuilding of the social safety net and of his own health system. And secondly, probably a kinder, gentler tone in foreign policy compared with the LDP, which also is quite an Obama-type change. Not a change of substance from the previous foreign policy, but a change of tone.
Bill Emmett, perhaps the headline here is that this enormous shift in power in Japan takes place as China is about to overtake the Japanese economy as the number two economy in the world. Is it possible that Japan is sinking into irrelevance as the moment that China is really becoming the strategic power in all of East Asia?
Well, I think that Japan has been declining in its relevance for the past 20 years, and China has been rising in its relevance. What Japan needs to do is to revive itself, to restore a sense of credibility and relevance in the world, on the world stage. It doesn't need to be bigger than China to do that, but it does need to have some economic vigor and entrepreneurial spirit and an ability to take clear decisions and participate in global affairs. And that's what it's mostly lost in the last 10 to 15 years under the LDP. So the task for the new government is to restore that vigor, to make it possible for entrepreneurs to create the new Toyotas and Hondas for the next generation from Japan, and therefore to be taken seriously.
And the new party begins with the unemployment at a record level of 5.7% or so, and a persistent recession that has gone on for perhaps a decade. Bill Emmett, former editor of The Economist and author of Rivals, How the Power Struggle Between China, India, and Japan Will Shape Our Next Decade. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.